It's Wednesday, the 10th of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. As the world marks World Suicide Prevention Day, President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah has asked traditional leaders to help address rising suicide cases. Speaking at the 26th annual meeting of the Council of Traditional Leaders, the president said that 542 lives were lost to suicide in the 2023-24 period. President Nandi-Ndaitwah added that in the past few weeks alone, 10 more lives were lost. In a related story, the mobile telecommunications company MTC, in partnership with the Ndilimani Cultural Troupe and the Namibia Society of Composers and Authors of Music, NASCAM, will hold a tribute concert and memorial for the late reggae artist Rashe Hama. The event is scheduled for Wednesday, 10 September at Zoo Park in Windhoek, starting at 5 p.m.
Kuza kuziro juka kuningi nino hoku. Oh yeah. You got to let it go, let it go, let it go. You got to let it go, let it go, let it go.
Rashe Hama, also known as Hans Shehama, died by suicide last Friday, 5 September, at his residence in Ludwigsdorf. If you or someone you know is struggling, don't wait. Call Lifeline Childline Namibia at +264 61 232 221. Help is free, confidential, and available 24/7. In other news, Future Media's Angie Scholtz is reporting from the European Union's stand at the Global African Hydrogen Summit 2025, currently underway in the capital. Angie spoke to the Green Hydrogen Policy Officer at the Netherlands Embassy about the work they are doing for this sector here in Namibia.
I'm joined by Palesa Shipena. She's the Green Hydrogen Policy Officer at the Embassy of the Netherlands. Welcome.
Hello.
You have a stand here at the summit. Could you explain to us why you are showcasing here?
Yes. So for us, as the government of the Netherlands, it's very important that we continue to partner and collaborate with Namibia. This is a journey that began quite a few years ago with the signing of an MOU between the two governments. We were at the first installment last year with a number of companies, and we've done the same this year. We're proud that over 10 companies have come from the Netherlands to the summit to explore opportunities in green hydrogen and really further the partnership and building up this green hydrogen industry within Namibia.
Thank you so much, Palesa. It was lovely talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Staying on the continent, African financial institutions plan to raise over $100 billion for green projects to drive economic growth. The players include the African Development Bank, Afreximbank, and Ecobank, who are all committed to mobilizing sustainable finance and aligning regulation at the Africa Climate Summit in Addis Ababa. Bloomberg reports that the funding will expand renewable energy, strengthen regional value chains, and position the continent as a global hub for sustainable trade. Meanwhile, Tanzania has called on the international community to honor its climate finance commitment, saying that Africa's pursuit of resilience and green development depends on urgent and predictable support, Isaac Lukando reports.
At the Africa Climate Summit in Addis Ababa, Tanzania's Vice President Dr. Philip Mpango warned that limited fiscal space is hindering many African nations from closing the widening climate finance gap. Africa currently receives just 11-23% of the climate finance it needs, raising only $30-44 billion annually against a required $250 billion or more. Dr. Mpango called for stronger global partnerships and outlined Tanzania's goals, including 80% household adoption of clean cooking solutions by 2034. Isaac Lukando, Dar es Salaam.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.